Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted English?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Without further ado, we'll get our next guest going, Dr. Patrick Moore, who, by the way, I've been waiting to talk to all week. It's been a while since you've been on with us. Dr. Moore, I really appreciate it. Welcome back to Rush to Reason.
Good to be with you again, John.
Always appreciate it. So, author of the book Fake Invisible Catastrophes, Threats of Doom. You've got 11 chapters exposing the environmental scare tactics, by the way. Also on the board of directors of the CO2 Coalition, who we talk to on a frequent basis. So again, thank you. Let's talk about some of those scare stories and just the whole administration now and the direction they want us to go as a country.
Well, they seem to want to go with fear rather than hope. I see that as the primary difference between the previous administration and the present one, and I've coined the term hope trumps fear, and I think that has a couple of meanings.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, we can choose hope. We don't know the future, and if you don't have hope, you can't work towards a hopeful future. If you have fear, you cower and fail,
right.
And that's how I see the situation having turned. But to get to my book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom, which is a bit of a mouthful, but there's a reason for it. Fake invisible means that most of the scare stories are about things that are either invisible, like carbon dioxide and radiation, or so remote or in the future, you know, they're threats
right.
for the future, so remote like the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which doesn't actually exist. It's just a fake thing. You'd never know it by reading the newspapers and CNN. That's what most of the scare stories are based on, things that people cannot observe and verify for themselves as being true, and therefore they have to depend on the activists, the media, the politicians, and the scientists, all of whom have a huge stake in pulling the wool over their eyes about these things, because their whole careers depend upon people believing in these scare stories. And there are trillions of dollars involved.
Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. The bottom line is this really does come down to money, funding, whether we talk about Dr. Moore, universities, to scientists, to on down the line we go. If all of a sudden we shift gears and go a different direction, these guys have to go find new jobs.
Exactly. Well, let me give you the opposite of that. You're with a friend outside. He looks up in the air and says, look, there's a flock of geese flying south for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
He has made three claims of fact there. A flock of geese. You look up. If you don't see any geese, what are you going to say? Well, there's no geese up there.
Right.
But if you do see the geese, you say, yes, the geese are there, and they are flying south because I know where south is, and I know winter is coming. So I believe you. That is a flock of geese flying south for the winter. But if someone says, look what the CO2 is doing over there, you see, you can't see anything about what the CO2 is doing over there ever because it's invisible always.
Right.
And so they've got us conned into thinking that a gas that is actually the most important food for all life, the building block of carbon-based life, is CO2. They've got us thinking it's a pollutant that is going to make the Earth too hot for life in a few years. And it's a total fake story.
It's a scam, Dr. Moore. It's a total scam.
It is. Yes, it is. It's
got nothing to do with science whatsoever. And make sure that I explain myself. Scams are things that people perpetuate that extract money that aren't real. That's a scam, right?
Yes, and they also know it's a scam.
Agree.
It's not as if they're innocent.
Agree.
They actually know that they are lying.
You mean like John Kerry showing up to accept an award after he just jumped off of his private jet? That, in other words, it's only good for folks like us, not everybody else?
That's what he said. I just read it. Yeah, it's only people like him need to do that in order to stop the rest of us from doing it.
Unbelievable. Dr. Bohr, that is like, that's got to be the most hypocrite thing you could ever do or say.
I've always felt that, like in civil law, where nuisance is a crime, a tort, as they call it, negligence and things like that, that hypocrisy should be a civil crime. You should be able to prove that somebody is doing exactly what they say you shouldn't be doing, you know, what nobody should be doing. And John Kerry is a classic case.
Yep.
If the law was fair, he would be tried for hypocrisy.
Right. Yep. All right. Let's go into some of these other things. We've seen, I'm a car guy. In fact, I've got a car show I do on Saturdays. We spent most of last Saturday talking about General Motors' announcement to go all electric by, 2035. And I went into the discussion talking about how, really, Dr. Moore, it's not even feasible with our current electric grid and the way that we're positioned right now to even have that many cars coming out of one company. Nonetheless, this administration trying to switch the entire, there's about, I think the last time I looked, we've got about 290 million vehicles in this country. This administration would like to see every one of those go electric. We don't have the electric capacity to even have GM do this. Nonetheless, every manufacturer, Dr. Moore.
That's correct, but let me tell you what the real ruse is here. GM is going to build electric cars so that they can sell carbon credits to their pickup trucks.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Because the pickup trucks is where their profit is. And right now, their pickup trucks are having to buy carbon credits from Tesla.
From Elon.
And other electric car companies.
Yes.
From Elon, yeah, which he's a smart guy. That's why he's making a little bit of profit now, because...
I'm glad you brought that up. For everybody listening, he's not really making money selling Teslas. He's making money selling credits.
Exactly. He's selling credits for gas-guzzling pickup trucks, which apparently are not going to be allowed anymore unless you pay a whole back whack of money. In other words, unless GM gives up its profitability on those trucks. So that's why they're building electric cars. It's a business decision. It's got nothing to do with them believing in the climate change hoax.
That's right. You are 100% correct. Yet, Dr. Moore, we've got the head of Toyota coming out saying, guys, I don't know what all you guys and manufacturers are thinking, because the reality is the math on this, I'm paraphrasing, but the math on this just doesn't work. And if you want to destroy an entire economy, the automotive industry and the economy that goes with it, keep moving forward, because that's exactly what you're about to do.
Precisely. The thing is, I read just yesterday, and the numbers are real. If we actually wanted to go to this stupid idea of net zero fossil fuels, which at the present time is at least 80% of the energy supply for the world, including the United States, we would have to build one large nuclear plant every day for 30 years in order to produce enough power. And they're saying they can do that with wind and solar, which doesn't even work most of the time.
Right. Right.
Usually when engineers make a system that's supposed to be reliable, they usually make the primary system the most reliable one. In this case, they're saying we should make the primary system the least reliable one, the wind and solar, because you have to have a reliable source of electricity to back up the wind and solar when the wind and sun goes away. And so you might as well just build a reliable one. And wind and solar is no good as a backup, because you can't rely on it.
No, it's not 100% all the time.
To be able to rely on.
That's right. And I've interviewed you guys from the CO2 Coalition, but many others, over the course of the last several years, Dr. Moore. And the reality is, we think we've got all these wide open spaces across the country. And by the way, we do. But a lot of those wide open spaces are not conducive to either wind or solar, which is the direction this administration wants to head. And I will stand firmly on the fact that there is not enough good land to run either one of those technologies to the point where they could supplant all of the other things that we've got. In other words, we cannot go total wind and solar in this country. It's physically, Dr. Moore, impossible.
It's physically impossible to even go a very large percent of it without having the backup you need. And you might as well build the backup and forget about the wind and solar. That's what it comes down
to. Precisely.
Because nuclear plants are more cost-effective. Hydroelectric is more cost-effective. Fossil fuels are more cost-effective than wind and solar. As a matter of fact, wind and solar are a parasite on the larger economy. What do you think they're using to mine all the materials with,
That's right.
and to fabricate everything and to transport everything and to construct everything? They are using fossil fuels
right.
to build wind and solar facilities.
That's exactly
That's what
right.
they're doing.
And to transport those to the field and everything else that goes into it. All right, real quick, and I know that everybody listening probably wants a little more background. Dr. Moore was co-founder of Greenpeace, and I know I've talked to you about this before, but we always have new listeners that have not heard you before. Why did you head the direction you're going now after co-founding Greenpeace?
Well, actually, I didn't just co-found it, but I was there as a leader and an international director for 15 years. And the reason I left was because we started out with noble intentions, a bunch of volunteers during the Cold War and the threat of nuclear war and the pollution in those years to do something about the environment. And pretty soon we became successful. And then we had to do a lot of fundraising to pay for our overhead and our salaries because we had a lot of employees. And pretty soon fundraising became more important than the campaigns, and then pretty soon people started inventing things like we should ban chlorine worldwide, which happens to be the most important of all the natural elements for public health and medicine. And I could not talk my fellow directors, none of whom had any formal science education, into realizing that that was stupid. And before you know it, and after I left, I had to leave over that. After I left, Greenpeace basically turned into a racket peddling junk science, and it's been downhill all the way since then. I just say that my book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom, is on sale today and all day tomorrow for $3.99
awesome.
On Amazon.com. It's a promotion that my publicist has arranged and is publicizing that in their different areas, and I can do it right here with you now.
That's awesome. Thank you. Everybody listening, yes, get that on Amazon. Again, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. All right, give us one more item that you know, in one of those 11 chapters, give us one more item that debunks a lot of what's going on in this quote-unquote Green New Deal or the Green Movement.
Well, just the whole environmental movement in general. Let me tell you about genetic modified foods.
Okay.
They tell us there's something in there that's bad, right? That must be what they mean when they say it. You shouldn't eat them because there's something wrong with them. It must be something in them that is wrong. But the only problem is they can't show it to you. So it must be invisible, right? I mean, but actually they can't even show it to you with a 30 million times electron microscope. So it must be very, very small. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even have a name or a chemical formula. So there's nothing that doesn't have a chemical formula. All gases, liquids, and solids in the universe, never mind just on this planet, have a chemical formula. So they are actually lying completely about this. It's something that doesn't actually exist. One more is polar bears. All our children have been scared into thinking the polar bears are going extinct anytime soon. When nobody has been told that in 1973, because wildlife biologists were concerned with too many hunters going and unrestricted hunting of polar bears in the Arctic, the polar bear population was declining, and the biologists knew this. So they told the governments, and the governments of all the polar nations got together and signed a treaty to end unrestricted hunting in the Arctic for polar bears. That is a real treaty. It's still in force, and it has resulted in the polar bear population at least quadrupling and perhaps quintupling. In other words, five times as many polar bears now as there was when that treaty was signed. They've denied that all along, until it was broken wide open by the very people who live up there year-round, the Inuit people, in the Canadian part of the Arctic called Nunavut, where there's no trees because it's so cold, but there's lots of polar bears. And the Nunavut have passed a polar bear management plan because there's a population explosion of polar bears, and they're even killing people as a result of coming into the villages.
You mean, so now, he must have got off that iceberg he was dangling on and multiplied, Dr. Moore.
That's a fact. The fact is, polar bears are one of the great success conservation stories of the last 100 years.
Wow.
Bar none.
Wow.
There's not much else that's been more successful, and they've been lying to us and our children all these decades about polar bears maybe going extinct. It's all that. All, that's in my book. The coral reefs is the same thing. They said the Great Barrier Reef is dying in 2016, and then in 2017 they said it was dying even more you know, and eventually they sort of admitted that it was starting to recover again, but only about two news medias carried that story.
Right.
The fact is the Great Barrier Reef is perfectly healthy, and the fact is the warmest oceans in the world, in Indonesia, the Coral Triangle, is where the most corals are. Mm. If the world's oceans actually did get warmer, the corals would expand where they were previously when the climate was warmer on this Earth. So the whole thing is made up, fabricated, and please read my book because it will give you a completely different perspective. I encourage parents to buy it and read it and give it to their high school children and older children, whether they're 20, 30, or 40. Buy this book and help your children understand that they are being brainwashed in the schools and in society in general about all of these scare stories, virtually none of which have any truth to them whatsoever.
Dr. Moore, it's always a joy having you. You're welcome anytime. Thank you so much. Thank you for the discount today and tomorrow. We'll continue to pass that along. And stay well. I appreciate you joining us very much and taking time out of your day for us.
Thank you very much, John. Have a good day.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Moore. Again, that was great stuff, guys. Again, The Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. That's on sale today and tomorrow on Amazon. American National Insurance is up next. Paul Leuenberger, my great friend, and he would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs. Just give you a free review. Call him today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, A Good Shop is up next, folks. And again, they've got a great app right now where you can find out what damage has been done, how much it's going to take to fix. And keep in mind, they'll fix it and bring it all the way up to original equipment specifications. 720-541-7697 or find them at klzradio.com.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Got a couple of minutes here before we take our next break. Jennifer Kern's going to join us. I want to get back on track here. I went a little long there with Dr. Moore just because he's so good, and he was up in Canada, and I didn't want to break that up into two different segments. I hope you enjoyed that. And again, buy the book. It will really help you with those individuals that you may run into and or even have around you that deny that this whole thing is a hoax, because frankly, it is. We just learned more about that from Dr. Moore, and I'll keep talking about it on a regular basis. So one quick thing I want to discuss, if we get back into this, I might a little bit later and or talk about it more tomorrow, but in California, they have put into place a hero's pay wage. It's a $4 an hour increase. It's a city ordinance in Long Beach requiring a hero pay salary. In turn, there's going to now be some grocery stores shutting down. Why? Because this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and it doesn't work. And by the way, they're not heroes. Yes, I appreciate the people working at King Super Safely and all these places. Great, thank you. Thanks for doing your job. Keep doing it. You're not a hero, though. Sorry, you're not. In fact, I don't look at anybody right now in anything that you're doing. I'm sorry. This does not define a hero. Those of you that are nurses that are working in the, you know, hospitals and doing what you need to do and so on, those that are giving, you know, the shots and doing COVID tests and so on, I'm sorry, folks, you're not heroes. You're doing your job. Keep doing it. Thank you. You're no more of a hero than Charlie and I are. We're not heroes. We're just here every day doing our job. Neither are any of you. Sorry, I'm just calling it like it is. This hero pay is crap. Had to have been a bunch of lefties that thought of that, because trust me, there's not a conservative in the world that would have gone there. This is just stupid. And all it does is close businesses down, and then nobody's got a job. These guys maybe tomorrow will win the Darwin Award. Unbelievable. So as a result of the city of Long Beach's decision to pass an ordinance mandating extra pay for grocery workers, we have made the difficult decision to permanently close long, struggling store locations in Long Beach. Way to go, leaders of Long Beach, knuckleheads. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. If you want your vehicle taken care of correctly, you need to buy tires, you want to buy them at cost, they can help you with all of that and more at Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, folks, Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh, if you need help of any kind in the legal world, Kevin is your guy. It could be, you know, a civil issue you've got going on where you've got a civil suit, could be criminal. Maybe you need some defense. Could be that you're struggling with the insurance company. You're not getting things paid like you should. Whatever it is, give Kevin a call today. 303-806-8886 or find him again at fleshlawfirm.com. And that's F-L-E-S-C-H.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Jennifer Kern's joining us now. Welcome back, Jennifer. How are you this evening?
Hey, doing well, John.
Good to hear from you, as always. So, by the way, those of you listening, Jennifer's been a well-known figure here in Colorado, helped get lots of things done here and in other parts of the country, contributor to The Hill, has a radio show. Again, Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, John.
So where do you want to go today? There's so much going on after just the inauguration and the movement of the pen, if you would. Where do you want to start? Good grief.
Well, look, Joe Biden is probably cooling it today. He's got a little bit of writer's cramp in his hand. 50 executive orders have happened just in the last 10 days. That, John, is more than the past five presidents combined. If you look just at the first week or two of Joe Biden's tenure here, he is well on pace to surpass FDR back in the 1930s. You know, FDR, a big Democrat, big liberal, big government Democrat, was looking to really get the country out of the Great Depression and took to the executive orders, created the New Deal and a bunch of other big government programs, not unlike what Joe Biden is doing today to try to help America get out of the COVID crisis, which is the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression. It is amazing to me, John, the similarities between the two. I think we're going to have pretty much the same result that FDR did. Economists now, after a few decades in looking at those numbers, say FDR, by using the power of his executive pen and enacting all of his big government programs and big government quotas, actually lengthened the Great Depression and made it worse. Right. I think that's what Joe Biden's going to do for the COVID, post-COVID economy.
I agree, Jennifer. As a business owner myself, and just looking at the things that he's doing and some of the talk about, you know, minimum wage increases and the amount of money we're dumping in and what we're going to do with unemployment, the reality is, Jennifer, we don't need any of that. And I've been saying this now for several months, 6 months plus I've been saying this, even underneath the Trump administration, I was saying this. All we need to do to get the economy back up and running. By the way, this wasn't Trump's fault. It was blue governor's fault. But all we need to get the economy back up and running is open up. Be done with the mask. Put this nonsense away. Open up. Let restaurants be full. And guess what? Things will come right back.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting when you look at the comparison of states. The states that are not doing well right now are the big states, blue states, that are run by the Democrat governors, states like California, states like New York. And there's really no difference in the population makeup, in the demographics of a state like New York, for example, compare it to the state of Florida. The demographics are actually the same in terms of the immigrant population, maybe the Hispanic population, those populations that get hit harder by COVID statistically. And so you have to look at it and say, what is the big difference here? Well, it's leadership. You look at the state of Florida.
Right.
They were able to reopen safely under the leadership
and
of
stayed
Governor
open, by
Ron
the way.
DeSantis. And stayed open. And look, they have been a great success story, as has the state of Texas.
Right.
New York and California could learn a lot from those two states.
Yeah, to the point in Texas, Jennifer, where I'm sure you know the story, where the mayor of Austin wanted to shut things down and do things differently not that long ago. And governor came along and said, no. The order I gave said, you cannot do that. You're not going to do that. Don't you dare. We're going to keep things open up in this state.
Yeah, that's right. And look, good for him. That probably didn't happen unless that governor had been facing a recall. That's something you guys are very familiar with.
Yes.
In the state of Colorado. And look, he was the same mayor that defunded the police. I think it was about 8 months ago. He faced the barrel of a recall and changed his tune. That shows me that you got to stay engaged at your community level. You have to hold your elected officials accountable, or else they will run amok. Look at Gavin Newsom, perfect example.
Yes.
State just a little bit west of Colorado. He opened outdoor dining a week ago, not because he suddenly had an epiphany about the health statistics and the data, not because of any of that, but because he is facing recall. So when I go around the country, I talk to people, how do you affect change? How do you get these guys and gals to shift off of their far left liberal positions? You got to create some noise in their districts. You got to create some noise in their state, and peacefully, of course.
Right.
But the power of recall is something that most states have at their disposal, and it should be used as a tool in this republic of ours.
Yeah, and not arguing that, we have tried that here in Colorado. Unfortunately, I firmly believe, and I'll say this openly, that the leadership side of the fence here in Colorado, that we're trying to get those efforts going forward. Let's just say we didn't have the best of leadership, Jennifer, and things didn't go so well. But I believe everything you're saying is true. But to get that point, you know, to make that happen, you've got to have good, solid leadership to get that done as well.
Yeah, you do. And look,
which, by the way, you are one of those in some of these that you're talking about. So you, of all people, would know that.
Well, thank you. Look, all it takes is for a few good people to stand up. You know, I always say, you know, I'm nothing special. I just, you know, I feel like fate and God would kind of lead me into certain battles. And I think that's true of the rest of the population. If you are out there and you feel led to do something, you know, there's a lot of tools at your disposal. Probably the top question I get, John, nowadays is, gosh, what can we do now that Biden's in? What can we do now that they have control of, you know, both houses of Congress? And I tell people, look locally. There's a lot of stuff you can do locally.
Yes.
Start meeting locally. Just as the Tea Party started meeting and getting together in 2008 and 2009, or 2009 it was, you know, you can start your own group. Start getting your neighbors together.
Gear up for 2022. It's not that far away, Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, that is knocking on our door. The presidential candidates alone will start announcing in 18 months,
right?
Maybe even less than that, because now the news cycle is just absolutely bananas.
That's right.
So that'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, no, to your point, there's a lot of things that could be done right now, and I say the same thing, frankly. It's, you know, wait a minute, you know, I get we lost. I understand we may have lost unfairly. I understand that. I get it. I'm all for people trying to do what's possible in that area, and you know what, more power to them. But I am one, Jennifer, where I'm looking more to the future versus the past. How do we change 2022? How do we get the House back and even the Senate? Because if we do that, the reality is we've got a two-year stint with Joe, and the reality is he's pretty powerless after that if we can make a big change in 2022.
Yeah, you're right, and you're striking on something here. They really do only have 2 years unchecked, and I would even say it's really probably
really less than that,
unchecked. Yeah, and that is why you see him doing the 50 executive orders
in
the first 10 days.
That's right.
They know he's got limited clock ticking, right?
Like, yeah, you know, really, Jennifer, I would almost go as far as to say, you know, tell me whether you agree or not, but I would almost say they have a year or less to really do what they want to do, because that next year, you know, the November election gets pretty tight in regards to 2022. And knowing that you've got to pretty well have everything done and handled by about July. So the reality is they've got roughly a year to get done what they want to do.
Yeah, they really do. And they will have soon enough a Marco Rubio or a Ted Cruz, or whomever is going to run for the White House, they will have that person to contend with probably in about 9 months as those policy positions start to be unfolded, as we start to talk about maybe who the front runner is for 2024. That's going to happen pretty quickly. And look, the best way to keep Biden in check is to talk about, you know, who on the right could be the new leader. This is why I just launched a new website called All American News, allamericannews.com, to start these conversations, to sort of bring us out. I agree with you.
Great.
To sort of bring us away from the whole stop the steal charade. Look, there's no doubt in my mind that Democrats cheated.
Yes.
I don't know that they cheated to the point where it would have made a difference. I think in maybe a few states, yes. But we also, here's the failure of the Republican Party. I'll hit both sides here.
Sure.
The Republican Party, especially at the RNC level, they knew the absentee ballot flood was coming.
Yes.
And what I'm told by sources is they showed up for the to stop the steal in the lead up to Election Day, and it was not a bunch of professional Republican attorneys. It was a bunch of younger people who didn't have experience with ballot checking and poll watching. And that's fine. Young people are great, but you needed some of those more seasoned attorneys.
Yes.
That is a failure of the
RNC. Jennifer, thank you. You've said you're basically agreeing with what I've been saying now for the last couple of months. We were asleep at the wheel as Republicans in those areas. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And look, it is a failure of the RNC. They knew this was coming. I started hearing about this last spring into the summer, that the Democrats were changing election laws across the country. They were planning to flood the zone with absentee ballots, and the RNC was behind the eight ball. So if people are mad, yes, they can be mad at Democrats, but they should be mad at the RNC as well. How Ronna McDaniel ended up getting just swept into reelection a few weeks ago at the Amelia Island fancy RNC retreat is beyond me. I don't know, and I know the answer to this. It's never happened where an RNC chairperson actually got to keep their job after losing the House, the U.S. Senate, and the White House.
Shouldn't be
it's
the way.
Never happened.
Yep. Nope, should not be that way.
Happen.
No. And again, to your point, you know, you've got to change things also from the inside out. I appreciate the fact that Trump's not running around talking about another party, because in reality, we would never win another election moving forward if that were to happen. We've got to change things from the inside out. It's the one thing I keep promoting here. And we got to keep the fight. You cannot just bail. You can't bail on the party. You can't go someplace else, because, Jennifer, we already know what happens when you do that.
Yeah, you get the Ross Perot effect. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
I want to give a shout out to one of my friends and allies. And he gets hit a lot by the old Tea Party movement. And that's the movement I came up in. So I love it. Kevin McCarthy actually saved us from that pain of having this separate Patriot Party create a Ross Perot effect. Kevin McCarthy flew down to Mar-a-Lago last week and talked to Trump and appealed to him and said, if you do this, Republicans will never win the White House again, not for 30
thank you.
Years.
That's right. Yeah, we're done. I go as far as to say I don't think you'd ever win it back.
Yeah. And at this point, we might not win it, but we're on the border, John, of not ever winning it back. But there's still hope. We can still do it. We've got to clean up our party. And yes, that means everyone in the party, from Liz Cheney on the left to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I'm not a big fan of, on the right. We got to talk about solutions and issues. Yeah. We got to talk
about the things that matter. And, you know, and by the way, I understand people wanting press and all those different things. And I get that, Jennifer. But at the end of the day, that's not helping us move forward as a party. Trying to impeach Joe Biden right now and even trying to start a movement that way is just crazy talk. You're not getting anywhere doing that. Stop talking about that. That's hurting the conservative movement, not helping us.
Right. And look, I actually love that Democrats next week are going to try to impeach President Trump. I go by the rule, John, of never interrupt your political opponents when they're making a mistake.
Yes,
so
agreed.
I'm going to let him go right on ahead and do that, because, look, there were a number of people who elected Joe Biden that were on the Republican side and that were on independent, registered independents. And now they see what the Democrats did with all those spoils. And the American people who've been out of work for 10 months, who have been waiting around on a stimulus check for 10 months, haven't been able to go to work, go to church, go to school in many of these states, are looking and go, this is what you did with your victory?
Let's add one more thing to that, Jennifer. And on top of that, you now have Joe Biden killing key measures like the pipeline and gas and oil and fracking and things along those lines. And I realize there's a lot of ins and outs to that. I'm speaking generally. But how can a state like Pennsylvania moving forward look at any Democrat and put a check mark next to their name?
Yeah. You know, look, I think the next election will be remarkably different. I think the Democrats are going to get checked at the ballot box in the midterms in 2022,
in a way that
even surpasses 2010 and 2014.
Yep.
We've never seen, again, since FDR, we've never really seen this sort of check and balance, and I think it's going to happen in 2022.
One more thing I want to add, Jennifer, that I think maybe you could even help us with, and it's something that I've been hounding on the last several weeks, and that is, as conservatives, with COVID and with what's happened with education and the fact that we've got, you know, folks that are doing, you know, kids that are doing hybrid, they're doing in-home learning, they're doing in-school learning. It really is a mixture all across the country. To me, we have got an opportunity as conservatives to really overhaul the education system in this country. And frankly, I wish we would spend time working on that and not worrying about what happened in this past election. But again, look to the future. We as conservatives have a grand opportunity to really make inroads in education, which, by the way, if we don't, we're never going to win this thing down the road, because right now the left controls education. We have an ability right now to really be involved and take some of that back. And frankly, Jennifer, we're squandering it.
Yeah, it's true. And look, I keep in touch with, I call them my focus group of moms across the country. They are most concerned right now about what's going on in the education system, from lockdowns to indoctrination to their kids coming home and crying about the climate crisis, which, by the way, doesn't exist.
Nope, it does not.
And the solutions for it actually don't exist either. Like, I love that the Democrats think, that we can't possibly stop a simple virus from coming out of a place in Wuhan, China, but we can somehow reduce the temperature of the massive Earth with 122 countries participating.
Right.
We can lower the temperature of the Earth by a percentage point. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
It's lunacy. That's right.
So again, I tell people, especially my moms who are out there and busy, especially in Colorado, Douglas County, Jeffco, You got to get involved, even if you don't want to. Get together with your friends, go grab some lattes, and settle in and go to those school board meetings, because that's where this lunacy, absolute lunacy, is happening. That's where it's crafted, and also that's where it can be stopped.
Amen. Jennifer, how do folks find you on the World Wide Web?
Go to allamericannews.com, allamericannews.com, and get all the headlines for the day. News curated, just the kind of news you want, not too far to the left or right. It's a discussion for everyone to get in there and really talk about solutions to move America forward.
Jennifer, thanks. I appreciate it. We'll have you back in the future here.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Have a great evening. Affordable Interest Mortgage is up next. Did American National earlier. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. When it comes to your mortgage, you can save money right now and in a lot of cases take some of that equity out, maybe even buy a rental property and, you know what, increase your assets and have a little more of a nest egg. Kirk can help you with that and show you the programs surrounding that. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, Franktown Firearms. I had Nathan on earlier in the 3 o'clock hour. They've got inventory of guns, ammo. Of course, training is always there. Accessories, you name it, they've got it, and they're willing to help you, even if you're a first-time gun purchaser. 720-770-7777, or again, find them at klzradio.com.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms, and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office, and they said, 'Come right on over.' Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, winding things down here. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, I've had a great day today. Talking all the different individuals we've interviewed, especially Dr. Moore talking about, you know, climate change and the hoax of it. And I know there's a lot of folks on the left that listen to the program, and I would encourage you The book is cheap. Go buy it. Keep in mind, this is the guy that co-founded Greenpeace. This isn't some right-winged, you know, guy that's a conspiracy freak that's out there talking about this stuff. This is an actual scientist who founded Greenpeace to, as you heard earlier, clean up some of the things we had going on during the Cold War. And then, of course, Greenpeace went off the rails and was no longer what it was intended to be. And he left. And I think really at that time even started figuring out that, wait a minute, these people are all after things that I'm not about, and they're really not into cleaning anything up earthwise. They're all in it for the money, the cash, the cashola. Folks, that's all this entire environmental movement is about. Cash. Plain and simple. From the professors at universities that get funding, to the weather industry, to I can go down the list of folks that get literally trillions of dollars of funding, that if all of a sudden this went away and the truth was known, they wouldn't have jobs. They'd have to go find something else to do. This has got to be one of the, if not the, biggest money grabs that's ever happened on planet Earth. So those of you on the left that believe in climate change, please go do your research. There is plenty of it out there to disprove everything these guys are talking about. And frankly, there's very little to prove what they believe. I'm not joking, folks. This isn't that complicated. Go do some research. Go do some reading and figure this out on your own. And by the way, always follow the money. This really, again, isn't that complicated. One last tip I want to give you today before we take our last break. And this is, you should never unsubscribe from spam emails or text messages. And here's why. When you unsubscribe, you're telling the sender of that spam that you're there and that you're real. And all they do now is keep bombarding you with even more of that because they know you're there. If you do nothing with it and just figure out a way to filter that out and send it to your junk folder, you'll be far, far farther ahead than unsubscribing from these emails and text messages. Again, reason being is once they hit you and you respond in any way, shape, or form, they know you're a real live email address, and you will now get bombarded with even more things from other folks that are out there because they just figured out you're really there. So don't unsubscribe. You know, unless it's a mailing list you're a part of and you want to change something, whatever, that's a whole different ball game. But never unsubscribe from spam or text messages you get because it's not helping you. Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks. If you want to buy a new or used car or truck or SUV, they've got you covered in Fort Lupton. Again, not much of a drive, folks. It really, 30-minute drive is about all it takes to get up there from the central part of Denver. It's really a quick drive. 303-659-8311. You can shop online by going to purifychevrolet.com.
Going into the showroom at Purifoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56. That's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, Rachel Keane will join me. We'll have a great time. I've got Megan Hall coming from Grail. We're going to talk about cancer. In fact, tomorrow, is World Cancer Day. That is February 4th. So we'll talk a little bit more about cancer tomorrow and just some of the things going on there. We'll talk minimum wage. We've got Phil Kirpin joining us as well, president of American Commitment. And we're going to talk about COVID lockdowns and how ineffective and destructive they actually are. So enjoy your night. The National Crawford Roundtable is next. Otherwise, be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.